Yeah, the battery's full.
Thank you. Is it working?
Yeah. I mean, it just turned off. It's going to record. I don't know. It's recording.
Okay.
Good evening, Chair, members of the Distinguished Committee. I'm Lisa Morris Hibbler. I'm the Executive Director of the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation. And with me this evening is Chase Wheeler, who is our architect with Carpenter Solar Delgado. It's really a privilege for us to be here this evening. I want to tell you just a little bit about why this project is so special to us. It's been over 5 years in the making, as Shaquille himself had been doing a capital campaign. This area, we've been working with those schools, and the ability to bring in this type of project, we believe, is a game changer for the neighborhood. We've been able to receive support from Commissioner Segerblum's office, from Governor, and from the school district, as well as other partners, which for us means that all things are possible when people come together for our children. And so we're really excited. On the property, we're going, and Chase is going to go into more of the details, we're going to be able to have both a Boys and Girls Club, as well as the Communities and Schools Alumni Center, which for those of you who are familiar with Communities and Schools, they usually work in school. This will be the first alumni center in the nation that will be serving young people ages 18 to 24. There's also going to be a pre-K center and a multi-sports complex, along with a lot of amenities that you won't see anywhere else, like a mixed martial arts center. But the important thing is, it's a place where our children can come. You know, we'll be serving from pre-K all the way to age 24. And so the opportunity to have a real youth development center and have families come over there engaged for years to come, for us is very important and near and dear to my heart. I've been here 30 years, and anytime we can do things for children is something to be proud of. So I'm gonna turn over to Jason.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, good evening. All right, so we have the project location here is located on Kellen Lambert Boulevard in this parcel right here. The main cross streets are Lake Mead and Lamb here. So that is the location of a project. We're actually very close to about six public schools that will help, that will be served by this project. And this is our site plan here. So we have the building off of Kell, scoot towards Kell. We have one drive into the property. And then in the back of this property here, we have our multi-sport playfield. The multi-sport playfield will have lighting associated with that. We have just our regular drive-in roundabout for fire apparatus, parking for the playfield, and for the gymnasium space as well. Landscape plan, just kind of showing the playfield, the areas out here for the Boys and Girls Club and early childhood play areas as well. Parking lot screening that we're looking at for the project. And basically, hold on 2 seconds. I apologize. Okay. So floor plan of the center, we have the entrance to the center, a lobby, we have the community and schools, communities and schools space, we have a Boys and Girls Club in this area, we have the mixed martial arts gym here next to the gymnasium and basketball court interior. Then separate of the facility, kind of the main entrance, stuff like that, we have a early childhood facility here with two outdoor play areas. Early childhood has four classrooms and serve, I believe, up to about 60 children. So that's, and then here's some elevations of the front and sides. We have an overall height of 37 feet, and some more elevations as well. Vacation and of the right of way is located on the site plan along Kell. It is a vacation of the 5-foot right of way, pulling the existing sidewalk off of Kell and creating a 5-foot landscape buffer between the sidewalk and the right of way street. So, and then of course the proposal is looking to change the zoning to a PF zone from the residential.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to come up and speak on any of these items? It's the first three.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay. So if you want to, they can step aside, and then if you want to take the mic.
Yeah, sure.
And then make sure.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestake Point Court, District B. I have I'm a little familiar with this project when it came on the newspaper. My first question is, how far back do you extend? Is that Lake Mead Boulevard on the back end there?
Go ahead and
you have to ask
state them, and then we'll pull them right up to answer.
Okay. I need to know if that's
so. You
want
to know if it goes all the way to Lake Mead?
Does it go all the way back to Lake Mead Boulevard?
Okay,
no.
So that's it doesn't.
But what's the rest of your question? You need to do it.
Okay, you want the rest of my questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
everything.
And then the other question would be, what is Airport
Evrons?
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't see no airport around there, and every time I see that term, I get confused.
It's the Air Force Base.
The flight path
for the Air Force Base.
Oh, that's the flight path? It's not like a ground airport. And
no.
Then my third question is, where would I get a copy of the plans that have been submitted so I can monitor this development? Because our organization is involved with kids, and we want to engage and support this endeavor, because we do need to reach out to our kids. They're our future. And the more kids we get reading and keep in school, it's going to lower crime, protect our property values, and improve our community. So
okay.
We're definitely for this project.
So those three? Okay,
yes.
Sure. We'll bring it back up, and then they can answer if you just want to hand it to him.
Or you want to see if anybody else?
Was there anyone else that wanted to do public comment? Okay, there is someone in the back. Go ahead and take the mic, and then state your name.
I'm Danielle Simmons. I'm a part of the community, and I just think it's going to be amazing. I mean, just with violence and stuff in schools, I think this is going to be amazing. Just growing up watching basketball, I think it's amazing that Shaquille O'Neal is doing this project, because it's going to, I'm a mother, I'm an aunt, I'm a niece. I mean, it's going to impact a lot of children and I think it's just going to be amazing. So I just, you know, congratulations. I mean, it's amazing. It's going to help this community, in which it needs, really needs something like this all over.
Okay.
So that's all I want to say.
Thank you. Anyone else? I think we're good. Do you want to come back up? So do you remember the questions?
I think I do, yeah. So the property does not back up all the way to Lake Mead. It's actually a half parcel here. Let me pull this site map. Here we go. Yeah. So if you take a look here, this is actually Lake Mead as it runs east-west. We're right here in this parcel that's outlined here in the pink outline. So we go only halfway to Lake Mead in this area. Maybe I did forget the second
the
question.
Fly zone.
Oh, fly zone, yes. So the airport environs map actually touches just a triangle of the site here. The requirements of that area is not necessarily a vertical height of buildings and you know, signage, lighting, stuff like that. It's more of a occupancy limit on, you know, what can be in that corner. So obviously we don't have a gymnasium or anything like that with a lot of people in that corner. It is limited to so many people per hour. That's kind of how they classify it. But we've been told by planning that there is no issue with that airport environs being on a field, play field like this.
Okay. So, yeah. And then the last question might be for you. To follow the development.
Thank you. Lisa Morris, for the record. You asked for a couple questions. One, where can you get the plans? It's actually already uploaded on the Board of County Commissioners agenda. So if you go on the website, the county's website for the agenda, they have this as the backup documentation.
Because I've looked for other projects and I can never find it. So maybe I can talk to you after and give you some more data.
And then as far as participating, when the project is built, it's going to be operated by the Boys and Girls Club, so I'm sure that they would love to speak with you about the kids that you're working with as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Board members, do you have questions?
We're going to close the public comment.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to close public comment. Board members, do you have questions?
Yeah. First of all, I just had to make a statement on the record that prior to this location, I did work on this project with Dr. Lisa Boris Hibbler. We worked together previously for almost 20 years or so. So I just want to put that on the record that this project was slated for a different location at one point. It's moved over here, which is an awesome location for this project. And so since it's moved out of the city of Las Vegas and now in a new location, I believe I still can vote on this particular item. Just wanted to make sure, wanted to put that on the record. Second, I did want to address the item that the planning department did not approve, which was the
number three.
Staff, the staff couldn't support the request to reduce the throat depth for the ingress side commercial driveway along Kale. So if you can explain that and what the reasoning why, and so we can get an understanding a little bit.
Absolutely. So what we have here is our single drive into the property. As you guys know, we do have throat depth. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be. So we do have our single drive into the property. As you know, we do have throat depths that are required at those drives. And typically those are held to how quickly you can have a parking stall. Because of the use of the facility, there's possible drop-offs and pickups of parents, as well as, you know, delivery vehicles, things of that nature. So we actually put in a drop-off and pull-in zone there within the throat depth. So since this was submitted, we've been working with the planning department and have been open to work with them on what we can do with this drive and bring it into the throat depth requirements that they have. So looking at, you know, maybe not having a pull out and drop off zone in that area, but we are open to working with planning on solving the issue. And we of course don't want to put more parking in that throat depth. We're just you know, looking to make sure from a safety perspective that as people enter this property, there could be kids coming in and out of the facility, that we don't have you know, kids stepping off of curbs into traffic, stuff like that.
Okay, I think that my next question is, there's two schools there.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting, just wanted to know kind of more of the operational type hours, because one, school and traffic is horrific. And so adding another facility right there with two schools, trying to work out, you know, the traffic and residential and making everyone happy, because that tends to be the first thing people want to know is the impact of traffic, given that we have two schools there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we made sure that we are meeting requirements with the actual the drive into the property, and we'll continue working with planning. The original idea for the drop-off and pull-off zone being outside of the drive is to stop stacking from happening onto Kell. Doing everything we can to minimize that. We know that there's always the opportunity that something may stop in that drive, and
shouldn't have operational hours at the same time as school going on, so that really won't impact too much of the.
Chair,
No, go ahead.
We don't get that formal. That's right.
We're laid back.
So, first of all, great question. The entrance of this neighborhood there, it enters over here.
Okay.
And so that's one of the things. This is the back of the school, so the impact will be minimal. As Chase indicated, our biggest thing is, as you know, no matter what we put there, is trying to make sure that parents don't stack up. The hours for the pre-K, while the pre-K will be open, the pre-K is back here, and that's why we designed a quick drop-off for the pre-K. The facility typically won't have kids in there until after school, so that's how it's designed. Boys and Girls Club opens for after school.
Right.
However, you will have communities and schools which will have adults, you know, ages 18 to 64 that will park there. So we really are looked at the impact and don't believe that there's an impact.
Okay. I just wanted clarification on that for everyone. Figured you guys had a good thought out plan for it.
Okay. Any other questions?
What we're looking at today, has that been from the information we were given today, has your new parking plan been incorporated into that, or is this something that is yet to be determined?
The throat dip.
So the throat depth has not been fully worked out with planning as of yet. We have had one rendition where we went back to planning and they still had some additional comment on it. Our civil engineer actually just was in a meeting with the planning supervisor about an hour ago speaking on how to resolve it. So.
We are committed to doing what it takes to make sure that we get approval. So while Chase has been working with the team, we're confident that a couple more discussions will have it worked out.
Cool.
Okay, so we've got three items. Two items are approved. One of them is still a denial, and that's the one on the throat deck.
Right.
And that's what we got updated information on. It does have conditions if we wanted to approve and do conditions. But we'll need to decide what we want to do on number three.
I might suggest we just make it approve it per staff recommendation.
If we can just take them one by one.
We'll take them one by one,
but that's the third one we're going to have to figure out what we want to do on that one.
I'll go ahead and make a motion on the first item, the zone change. I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve on agenda item number one. Do I have a second? Second. All in favor say aye.
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 I don't think you need a second.
So on number two.
On a two with the vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way, I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, so we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, so number three is the one we got updated information on. It is still a recommendation of denial of waiver development standards, but it does have conditions if we wanted to approve. So,
with their commitment to continue to work with staff on working through this, the throat debt, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve with staff conditions.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you're approved.
Thank you for your support.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna move on to agenda item number four, which is WS250001, Vargas Carla P. Morales. This is a waiver of development standards, to reduce the rear setback in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on a 0.17 acres in an RS 5.2 residential single-family zone within the Airport Embrons overlay, generally located on the west side of Longfellow Street, 195 feet south of Timber Lodge Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the presenter's...
I'm sorry, can we have all the conversation in the back? Thank you.
So do we have the applicants for that agenda item here today? I don't see anybody here for that one, so we'll go ahead and trail that one till the end just to see if they come. Okay, so we'll move on to agenda item number 5. It is ET24400147 UC230138 Kings Barn LMG Patrol Investments LLC. This is use permits for first extension of time for the following: convenience store, reduced separation from a convenience store to residential use, gasoline station, and reduced separation from a gasoline station to a residential use. Design review for the following: convenience store with gasoline sales and restaurant with drive-through on 2.0 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located on the north side of Lake Mead Boulevard and the west side of Gateway Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Good evening. I'm Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street. I'm actually standing in for a co-worker who filed this on behalf of the applicant. The original application was approved in 2023, and it had a condition that the establishment had to be operating within 2 years and have a review. So at the time she filed this, which was late last year in 2024, that hadn't been completed. However, since filing, you can see that the business got their certificate of occupancy on January 13th of this year, and it's now operating. I went there today, I put some gas in my tank. So I'm not quite sure as to the purpose of me being here tonight. However, I do accept all conditions of approval, including a subsequent review, and ask for your support as well.
Okay. All right, this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to speak on this agenda item?
I got a question.
Okay, if you'd like to come up, and then go ahead and take the mic.
So, my name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead, Mine Court, District B. My question is, it's a little confusing. Are they gonna try to expand this little mall here? Is that what they're trying to do? So they can have more room in the back? Is that what they're doing? Or are they representing one of these companies, one of these businesses?
Okay, so that's your question?
That's my question.
Okay. All right, is there anyone else who would like to do public comment on this item? All right, seeing none, would you like to come back up?
The answer to the question is this is just a procedural matter in order to continue with the businesses that are already there that opened about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we're not proposing anything new from the original filing.
Okay. All right, board, do you have questions?
This is just an extension of time.
Right.
For the permit. Well, an extension of time. And since then it's open, like when I took pictures, they had customers there now, so it's, they're in business.
Okay, any other questions?
No question. I can make a motion.
Make a motion?
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve item number
five.
Per staff recommendation.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Okay, so the next three are together. So I'm going to read all three and then we can proceed. So item number 6 is UC250019 Stanley Investments LLC, use permit to allow cannabis establishment cultivation facility, waiver of development standards to reduce the separation from a proposed cannabis establishment cultivation facility to an area subject to residential adjacency in conjunction with an existing industrial complex on 0.50 acres in an IL, industrial light zone, within the Airport Embrons AE70 and APZ2 overlay, generally located on the east side of Abel's Lane, 15 feet south of Cartier Avenue, alignment within Sunrise Manor. Number 7 is UC250020 Stanley Investment LLC, use permit to allow a cannabis establishment production facility, waiver of development standards to reduce the separation from a proposed cannabis establishment production facility to an area subject to a residential adjacency in conjunction with an existing industrial complex on 0.50 acres in an industrial light zone within the airport environs, AE70 APZ2 overlay, generally located on the east side of Abel's Lane, 15 feet south of Cartier Avenue, alignment within Sunrise Manor. And number 8, UC250021 Stanley Investment LLC use permit to allow a cannabis establishment distributor in conjunction with an existing industrial complex on 0.50 acres in an industrial light zone within the airport environs, AE70 and APZ2 overlay, generally located on the east side of Abel's Lane, 15 feet south of Cartier Avenue, alignment within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Good evening, board members. Alicia Ashcraft of the law firm of Ashcraft & Barr, 9205 West Russell Road, on behalf of the applicant, Nabby Six. As you just read lengthy descriptions, this is for a co-located facility, cannabis cultivation, production, and distribution, generally located, the nearest cross streets are Cary and Lamb.
I don't know if your mic's on.
Oh,
I don't
think so. Here, I just thought I was being loud. Is that better?
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Do I have to start again?
No, by no means.
Just go ahead.
Nearest major cross streets are Cary and Lamb. And then the facility is kind of in the middle of this industrial stream of buildings. I think the only kind of question that comes up with respect to the waiver of development standards is the proximity to residential. The Santiago Mobile Home Park is right here behind this industrial park. It meets all of the requirements that the state has laid out in terms of 1,500 square feet from a non-restricted gaming license, 1,000 square feet from a school, 300 feet from community facility. So the only issue is the waiver of development standards on the proximity to residential, which is a county-specific requirement. Staff has recommended approval. I'm happy to answer any questions you have about the operations or their proposed use at this location.
Okay. So this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to speak on this item? Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the public comment. Board, do you have questions?
I had one constituent contacted me when they got noticed on it. And they issued their complaint. They don't like the nature of the business. And so they asked me to bring that up.
Okay. Anything else? All right, seeing none, do I have a motion? On, we're going to take them. We've got three, so we'll do three separate motions. So we would need.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make the motion.
Number six.
Number six is a use permit, and I will go ahead and make the motion to follow staff recommendation for approval.
All right, we have a motion to approve. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, it passes. Number seven.
Number seven is the waiver of development standards, and I will go ahead and once again follow staff recommendation for approval.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve. All in favor? Aye. Okay, and then number eight.
Number eight, I will also follow staff recommendation and make a motion for approval.
Okay, we have a motion for approval. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, you're done.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Thank you.
Have a good evening and
thank
stay
you.
Dry.
Yes, and drive careful, please.
Yes, Miss Marcus may be here.
Okay.
Okay,
so the next items we have on our agenda, number 9 and 10, can also be taken together. So I'm going to go ahead and read them both. So item number 9 is ZC250022 Platinum Management Group 14 LLC. It's a zone change to reclassify 0.18 acres from an RS52 residential single family 5.2 zone to an IP industrial zone within the Airport Emeron's AE75 overlay, generally located on the east side of Pecos Road, 150 feet south of Gowan Road within Sunrise Manor. And then number 10 is UC250023, Platinum Management Group 14 LLC, use permit for the following: gas station and retail, waivers of development standards for the following: reduced street landscaping, buffering and screening, modified residential adjacency standards with the trash enclosure, allow attached sidewalks, allow modified driveway design standards, and allow modified street standards. And then there's a design review for the following: a retail building, gas station on 0.55 acres in an industrial park zone within the Airport Emeron's AE75 overlay, generally located on the southeast corner of Pecos Road and Gowan Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Good evening. Good evening, Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street. Again, I'm here standing in for my coworker who filed this application. I'll go through a series of aerials to establish the site condition and the surrounding area. This here is one of two parcels, and it shows construction of a previously approved convenience store that went vertical in about 2022, but it sat partially constructed for upwards of 3 years now. The abutting properties are prefabricated homes that were placed on these parcels circa 1980. So this prefabricated home to the south, it reached the end of its lifespan recently, and it sold to the applicant within a year, or within the last year. The design review proposes to demolish this partially constructed building and propose a more viable project. Now, planning staff recommended approval for the rezone, the use permit, and most important, the residential proximity. And the reason being is because the residential surrounding us is now considered a non-conforming use. As several applicants tonight have discussed, it's in the Airport Environ 75, which means it's very, very loud there. And it will not allow for residential development in the future should any of these other prefab homes reach the end of their lifespan. So as we can see here, the long-term land use plan for Clark County says that the area should be business employment. And then likewise, this is North Las Vegas across the street, and you can see it's going along the same direction. You can see this distribution center as well. They have similar long-range plans and with warehousing. So then my final exhibit plots gas stations in the area. There is a Circle K approximately half mile to the south. To the north, all I'm seeing is a fleet vehicle fueling station. Mm-hmm. There aren't any gas stations between I-15 and where Gowan terminates here, at least the alignment terminates at Alexander Villas Park, so there isn't a saturation of gas stations in this area or the vicinity. So as a standard, the points or the waivers and the use permits that we do have denial for are coming from Public Works. They don't typically support throat depth waivers. However, what I'm finding is it's very hard to meet throat depth on a parcel that's less than 10 acres, sometimes less than 15. We've seen that tonight as well. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we did the best with what we have. We've placed this as far away from the intersection as we could. And this is, again, as southernmost as we can. We chose to keep the attached sidewalks as is allowed, because if we were to detach them, we couldn't be able to put landscaping in these hatched areas for visibility purposes. And it was, what's the worst of the two evils, not having landscaping or having attached sidewalks. Okay. And we chose the landscaping because the heat island is bad in this area. Right. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, all right, this is a public hearing. Is anyone here that would like to speak? I think Al wants to speak.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead Point Court, District B. I'm going to be speaking. We're advocates for community safety, and I can see some homeless potential issues with homelessness, how this could possibly be a problem with homelessness. We've had a lot of problems with these landscaping areas here where you have between the sidewalk and the businesses, the homeless come and they start staying there, and it's hard to get them out. So my question to the, and I'm sure you're going to do it, but my question to the developer is that, are you going to take into consideration posting signs of no trespassing, no loitering, so that whoever runs these organizations, our trespassing laws specifically state that anybody who works there or who is a manager can trespass and get people that are homeless off of their property. And the citizens who are going to be doing business in this area deserve to have a safe area where they can do business, and the owners, obviously, they want to have their customers come in. So my question is, are you going to take this into consideration, that this is a possible haven for homelessness, you know, in the bordering areas, and that is something that is coming up in our area? We want to control homelessness here in Sunrise Manor. Thank you very much.
Okay. Would anyone else like to speak on this item? And seeing none, we'll close the public comment and bring the applicant back up.
Thank you. That is a common concern I've come across when trees are planted. I've specifically had neighborhoods ask that we use spiky trees or things that don't create shade. But as the gentleman, Mr. Rojas, mentioned, management agrees. It's not good for business when there's people loitering. I'm sure that they don't want to keep that, and they will. It'll be a challenge. They'll have to consistently be asking people to leave and having no trespassing. I think everybody's on the same page there.
Okay. Board, you have questions, concerns?
I've got a lot of comments.
Okay.
We know in the last couple of months how adamant the county and planning department is about detached sidewalks for safety reasons, pedestrians. And this is a case where it's going to be all new construction there, and we're going to want to put a business in there, and they've got multiple other problems regarding safety issues for that parcel, and it just, you can't get that past planning. They will not let you have that. You've got to have the 5-foot buffer between the street and the sidewalk. They've demanded that in everything that's come before us in the last 2 months. So good luck with that one. And then you're asking for gigantic throat depth. That's another big issue with planning. Every time, earlier tonight that came up, they're very concerned about that. So you want a 92% reduction in the throat depth. You only want to give it 2 feet, where 25 feet is required as a minimum. That's pretty, that's like having nothing. That's outrageous. And then you've got the same thing along Gowan, 4 feet. It's 84% reduction from requirements. And then the trash can, that's another issue too. You can't have a trash, you gotta have a trash can next to that. It's supposed to be 50 feet from residential, here's like 15 feet. Now the argument I'm gonna make about the residential and the Air Force Base and all this new industrial, okay, 50 years ago, that wasn't a problem. And that's why we have mobile home parks and we have housing tracks all over the place in this area. In fact, I've got an air photo too. And I can show you, there's housing and residential north, east, south, and west of you, all around that property. The only place they have is North Las Vegas zone. They stuck some warehouses on the northwest corner. So it's not north, south, east, or west. It's up in the northwest corner of the properties where the industrial is. The rest of the issues have got to do with airplane. But our county, in some cases they care about this aircraft flight, and others they don't. So they're still building houses. They like to build them, I think, on along Hollywood Boulevard, all the way to the runways they'd like to put them. But I think they ran out of land where the Air Force has a fence. That's where they stopped. Anyway, it's I think outrageous that they would want to put this. But actually they don't. They've got all these interjecting the project and all these other issues. So I'm absolutely against it, because you're just infringing. It's true, people, they can't build anything new there, residential. People may live there 100 years. A family may have it past this existing home onto their kids. Some of these lots where the mobile homes are, I've noticed they've been rebuilt. The mobile homes gone, they rebuilt houses on those properties, right in that same vicinity around there. Take a ride, you'll see. The mobile homes gone, there's a house on it now. So they must be individually owned lots. I didn't go bother to check that. But this is something that I don't think the county should allow that there, because they're just trying to put too much on too small a piece, and it's just infringing on residential people that live there. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
I do have a small comment on it. And I guess I'm somewhat totally opposite. And the reason I'm kind of opposite of it is because there's an existing C store that was being built there already. And somewhere down the line, I don't know if it was this board or our previous board or whatever, approved for there to be a C store there. And then I believe, if I heard you correctly, the manufactured home right there below it, you guys have bought that too?
Yes.
So you guys have bought that. Is that being knocked down as well?
Yes, and that's where the building itself would be.
Right. So I what I'm understanding is you're knocking down the existing building. You've added, because whoever approved it with this small lot with a building on it, I don't know what the death throats were going to be. I don't know what was established. But somehow we approved something that was much smaller, and you've increased the footprint, and you've moved the building back off of the street, which provided, now it actually looks like it's providing somewhat. I mean, I don't think, there's no building that would have been there that is going to allow the kind of death throat that is going to be required. But the only thing that's going to be allowed there because of the area is a dirt lot or this particular project, because they can't build a, once a manufactured home is leveled or whatever, you can't put anything there. So I don't know what else we could put there other than people's gonna continue to start living by empty lots. And not like we can put multifamily homes there. It's not like we can put apartments there. Right. I mean, we and then on the landscape piece, I mean, we continue to talk about the heat desert and those kind of things, and providing some kind of landscaping, trees, bushes, something that's going to beautify this neighborhood. And I think at least a nice C-store, gas station, several different options, gonna bring some amenities, at least for if you're talking about a somewhat of a trailer park community where people can walk to get items, drinks, sodas, X, whatever they would want. It's a benefit to the community versus what's there, which is a wood ply nothing, because they didn't finish it, whoever owned it before. So in my opinion, I'm just saying, I think there's a whole bunch of things that the county and planning department have worked on to figure it out, to make it make sense, to do a project that in a particular corner that literally there's nothing else that could potentially go there. So I see exactly where you're coming from, but at the same time, I also...
You don't see.
No, I hear with you in terms of the death throat and some of the issues with having it there, but somehow we approved it to be there once before. They actually have expanded. I know somebody built, somebody's got a partial of a C store there. They never finished it. But that's just where I am with it. And I know we, you know, have difference of opinion, but I do appreciate you taking out some time to try to expand the footprint to put something that was half started and never finished.
We did investigate why there would be a new house in the area. We think that was just an oversight with the building department, because code is pretty clear. You're not supposed to build new houses in these areas. And to your point, the staff report does say, in terms of the residential proximity for the trash enclosure, that this design is better than the one that was previously approved. So if this doesn't get approved, we go back to the normal C store. I'm an urban planner myself. I like detached sidewalks. But again, we can't plant trees or even bushes in a lot of these areas that are hatched. Perhaps a wider sidewalk would make people feel safer, so we could keep the one that's there existing, but then add to it.
That's cool. there. Okay.
Can I add something again?
Sure.
Like this, continue on with the discussion. So what shows in that picture that was partially built was a retail store, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's on our agenda tonight is a gas station in addition to the retail store.
Right.
So that sheds a whole different light on the subject. It's not previously approved by any board of commissioners, a retail store, without gas. No. Tonight, it's a gas station.
No. And I'm just saying, I understand, but what
you,
I'm...
You didn't understand.
No. What I'm saying is, I understand because they also bought the other land to increase the footprint. It's just not that what's there now because they bought the manufactured home that has, its lifespan is what I've been told, has been... it's over, and so that footprint is not what the footprint is. This is will be a completely blank. Even, and when I say footprint, I'm saying this particular property right here will also be gone. So that it's all of this. It's not just this part. It also includes this lot as well. So the lot is bigger than the lot that you're looking at that just has the existing building.
That.
And I know it's a gas station.
I got a picture right here.
Yeah, okay. I understand.
Now let me explain to you again. What the County Board of Commission approved several times, and you said they've already approved this. Now they just want to...
No. I know they haven't approved this particular project.
We got it on tape right here. You got to shut the microphone.
No, I said they approved this other thing that was there.
In 2015, they approved the project for a store. They changed the zoning to from a residential... TU to an AMD.
Right.
And this, now they're going to build a store there.
Right.
Then they got an extension of time in 2016, second extension of time 2018, third extension of time 2020, fourth extension of time 2023. Okay? Now we're adding a gas station. And they're going to tear down the other buildings they started on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to build a bigger, fancier site.
Good.
But they still don't meet all the criteria. They want an 84% reduction on the throat depth and on the Gowan, and they want a 92% reduction on the throat depth on Pecos.
I get
That's
it.
Dangerous.
I get it, but I'm sure the
you
depth
got
throat.
That. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure the depth throat was not. The depth throat could not have been possible even with the C store before.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to explain to you. Either way, the depth throat was not right.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay, so we have a couple of options.
I get
We've
it.
Got two items. Number nine, the staff is recommending approval on that one.
And that's a zone change.
Right.
So do you want to go ahead and do a motion on that one to take care of it?
Well, I don't know if our other board member had anything.
I didn't see Kevin.
No.
Okay, you were okay. Okay, I didn't see him. Okay, so do we have a motion for item number nine? That one staff is recommending approval, and that's the zone change.
I think it should be more of a retail. Myself, retail or office should go there as a buffer.
Okay, so you would be in.
By looking at this map.
You don't want to do a motion to approval on that one.
Okay. Well, I'll make the motion, and if he wants to deny it,
okay.
I'll make the motion.
It's number nine.
Yeah, I'm just going back to. I get it. So nine is a zone change. And I'll make a motion to approve. I will make the motion to follow staff recommendation to approve the zone change, item number nine.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve per staff recommendation on number nine. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? And then Earl is opposed. Okay. All right. So we've taken care of that one. Now on number 10, there's a couple things that are going on here. And so we have staff has approved some and then recommended denial on others. But then there are preliminary conditions if we wanted to approve all of it. So we just need to decide based on the recommendations what we want to do. Because they're just doing denial on development standards five and six.
Four to five and six.
Is it four
through six.
Four through
so
six.
Four.
Yep,
they're
four
through making
six.
Approval for items one through three. And denial of the waivers, development standards 4 through 6.
With some preliminary conditions, if approved, are listed. So do we want to break this into two separate votes?
I think it's got to be one vote.
Yeah.
It's still got to be one vote. So, I mean, I can make, I'll make a stab at making a recommendation.
Well, I would like to put on the record, I don't think these should have been combined into one item.
Well, I think they do for their waivers.
Title 30 states.
Okay.
Yeah, they have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to be combined into one.
I think they could have broken this out into three, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So do we?
You know what? I'll just make a recommendation, a motion. I'm sorry. I'll make a motion to follow staff's recommendation for approval on items 1 through 3.
Okay.
I will then also part of that motion will make a motion to.
Do you mean waivers of development standard 1 through 3?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to follow staff recommendation on waiver development standards 1 through 3, and then I will make a motion to, with this same motion, would be to, we'll just try to approve. Matter of fact, I'll just make a motion to approve items 1 through 6 with staff recommendations, if approved.
And the use permit and design permit?
Yeah, so all of them.
So
yeah, the use permit and design approved to follow, if approved, okay. Staff recommendations.
Okay, so we just have a motion to approve on number 10 per staff recommendations. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then opposed? Earl. Okay. I think we did it.
Never stand in for my
coworkers. You did a good job. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so we're going to go back up to number 4 because we trailed that. So number 4 is WS250001 Vargas Carla P. Morales, waiver of development standards to reduce the rear setback in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.17 acres. In an RS5.2 residential single family zone within the Airport Enron's overlay, generally located on the west side of Longfellow Street, 190 feet south of Timber Lodge Lane within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? That you? Okay, come on.
Hello, good evening. My name is Carla Morales, and first I want to apologize for showing up a little bit late. It's my first home, and my first time doing all of this, so I apologize for showing up late.
That's okay.
This is my father, Alberto.
Okay.
And I have a map here of my home.
Where is it? Keep fighting it this way. Yep.
Yep.
Keep going, keep going, keep going. There you go.
There
perfect.
You go.
Oh, go back.
Go back.
Yep. No. Go down. Perfect.
This way I can zoom in.
So I have that one. I have the code here that the city gave me. I don't know if you guys would need that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Got it.
And then, do you guys need this one right here?
Why don't you just tell us what you're here to get approved?
Okay.
Just walk us through it first.
Okay, I have a letter here. I'm going to go ahead and read it.
Okay.
I am formally requesting a variance from the current 20 feet setback requirement for my property located at 3897. Longfellow Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89115. As the owner of a recently purchased home with a large backyard, I would like to take advantage of the available space by adding more livable space to my home. However, the current code restricts this use, and I respectfully request that the board consider granting a variance for my project. A variance to allow me to construct an addition extending to within 13.7 feet of the property boundary. Rather than adhering to the current 20-foot setback requirement, this adjustment will allow for me to add more functional space, providing ample room to accommodate my family needs and enhance the usability of our backyard. The proposed addition has been designed to integrate seamlessly with the existing structure while preserving the overall aesthetic of the neighborhood. By moving the addition closer to the boundary line, I can better utilize my large backyard space, which otherwise be underutilized given the property's unique layout. I have carefully considered the design to ensure that I will not disrupt the privacy or enjoyment of neighborhood properties and committed to implementing any measures necessary to mitigate potential impacts. So I recently purchased this home. My family lived with me. They take care of my child when I'm on military leave. The house currently has 3 rooms, so I share one with my little boy. My parents have the master, and then my little sister has another room. So in the backyard, I want to build an office and also my master bedroom. So that's what I'm adding. In the code here, it says I have to leave at least 20 feet, right? So I'm asking for a waiver to see if I can add that livable space.
Okay. All right. Okay, so this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here to speak on this item?
Yeah, I got a question.
Okay.
You want to
go ahead and
expand? Yeah, my name is Al Rojas. I'm 2095 Homestead Court. I see that you want to expand. How far are you going to go in to the neighboring wall? Just because a lot of people, you know, they don't like their neighbors overlooking their wall and seeing what's going on. So how far do you expect to extend out?
Okay. And then if you want to switch around, give her the microphone, and then that way she can answer to us.
Thank you. That's a great question. Give me one moment. Let me ask my father in Spanish.
Okay.
¿Cuánto es lo que vamos a romper de la pared? Acá, ¿cuánto va a quedar? So the space, I'm extending 13.7 feet from the property boundary.
Okay.
These
guys don't understand.
Okay.
They don't understand what that means. They know what that
Okay, so we'll close public comment. Board, do you have questions?
What size is the wall that's currently in the back that you're going to approach?
Say that one more time.
What size is the wall? How high is your wall?
8 feet. 8 feet, the one that I'm adding. It's going to be 8 feet.
You're adding a wall?
Yes. So there's the master bedroom right here. Well, this back room, let me see, right here. So this is the addition that I'm doing. So there's already that back wall, but I'm gonna add another one here. And then this is my addition that I'm doing right here. And then this is the space that I'll be leaving, and the wall height is 8 feet.
Okay.
Which one are they objecting to?
So the rear wall, this is the neighbor's wall right here. They want me to leave 20 feet, right? So I'm requesting to extend it a little bit more than the, instead of doing the 20 feet, to go a little bit more so I can actually take advantage of the
That's the wall I'm talking about is the existing wall where your neighbor is.
Right here?
How high is that wall?
How high?
It's 5 feet.
5 feet?
That's awfully short. They're going to be able to look right into your house.
Is that a two-story or one-story that's your addition?
No, it's a one-story.
One-story. Okay. And it's 13 feet between the addition and the wall?
Mm-hmm.
13?
Okay. And all the homes around here, they're actually 2 stories. I don't know if you could see that. So this is my property right here. Okay. And I'm extending a little bit right here. But this property's here. This one is 2 stories. That one is 2 stories. I mean, they can already kind of see.
They can already see.
I was just
concerned for you, so they're not, you know, looking in your window just by standing there. You know, they're not even using light.
But if it's a 2-story,
yeah.
It's attached to the your project is going to be attached to your current home, or it's going to be detached from your current home.
No, it's going to be attached to my home.
Okay, so it'll be an extension, and mm-hmm. so basically, it's just a 7-foot difference between the 13 feet. So you're just really like 7 feet shy of what you need.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
The home right now has 3 rooms.
I understand.
So you're just trying to add 2 rooms, an office and a. Where's your office going to be?
It's just going to be here. Altogether.
It's going to be part of your master bedroom.
Right.
Okay.
This is your office. This is your.
Yeah, you put that there, and I can.
Okay, she can. Okay, cool.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so yeah. Now I see the master bedroom and then the office.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what the total square foot of what you're adding?
I think it's the, is it 600?
It's 600 square feet.
30 by 20? Okay.
I think it's listed on there.
So 600 square feet.
600.
Oh, that's not right.
And then the house in the back here, it looks like they've got a driveway or something right there.
This is the additional.
This is this one. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Oh, you're doing good. You're doing good.
Just push it up?
Okay.
Okay.
So this is, yeah, this is the current home right here, and this is the addition in the backyard and all right here.
And this is square. You have the square feet.
Okay, the square feet there. Okay.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, but I don't see
neighbors. Are they complaining about the side setback?
No, they said 5 foot is the standard.
5 foot aside.
So it just looks like behind.
So it's just a seven. It's just like a. We're just right now. We're in between 7 feet. If that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
From the planning, so it's a 7 feet.
It's 7 feet short.
Short of the 20 feet, and if you made the room 7 feet smaller to do that, you would only end up with probably about a 400 foot extension or so to get there. That's a really small addition. But I understand a lot of people like to try to add, especially if you're having family members and you're kind of locked in.
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion? Because it is denial.
Yeah.
But it's just because it's seven not feet. The approved numbers seven of feet. Feet. Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, you're approved.
Yay!
No, from us.
Oh.
From us.
Yes.
Okay. You still need to go to
who are they going to next?
The Planning Commission.
The 4th of March. Oh.
Yep. So for this step, you're approved.
Okay.
And this is non-binding. We're just advisory board.
Okay.
We like your
county
idea.
Commission. Yeah. County commission.
But this is where neighbors can come and let us know if they're upset. We don't see anybody here, so.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. Good job, though.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Same thing at your next presentation. Ready. Do the same thing.
Do the exact same thing.
Yeah, okay. Good job.
Exactly.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
All right.
Good night.
Okay, so that gets us to the end of that part of the agenda. Well, we will go on to agenda item number 6, which is general business. It says none. So, yep, I'm getting the shake of the head, so it's none. And we're agenda item number 7, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote can be taken on a matter not listed in the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Okay. Go ahead.
My name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Palm State Money Court, District B. I'm going to start my timer because I have a compliment and a little bit of a grievance. So. You guys are probably going to want
Al has a grievance?
A little, you guys are probably going to want to cut down. First of all, I do want to thank Tuxedo Rooms team. We had a UMC over on Charleston, and Sloan bought a building, and the parking went over there to the service area. The homeless came in because they've got it all mapped out. These convenience stores are basically a target for homeless people. They know that there's bathrooms there. They can panhandle for money. Anyways, it got out of control. Nobody was doing nothing. I talked to Beatrice, let her know what's going on because we were involved with reducing homelessness in our area. I got a little bit more informed. They got a hold of their UMC's property management group, and they finally got them out. We put it on Eastsiders. We got some compliments, so I definitely want to thank Tick, Beatrice, and her team who got the message out. They deserve a compliment, and thank you for doing that. Now, I have a grievance against Kirkpatrick, though. The problem we had was, as you guys heard, you know, we started a home, you know, a neighborhood watch program within our complex, within the four walls, and in about 2-3 weeks, we got all the homeless out. They were coming and picking them during trash day. We got them all out, and we were happy campers until some of the homeless came and stood on that landscaping area. We had one lady in particular who now I'm realizing that she can't walk. She has transportation problems.
So we trespassed out of here, worked in conjunction with the property management next door because she was just walking over. Then she went over to Walmart. We were working with Walmart's management. We got her out of there. She came back to my area. I red carded her. She went back to Walmart. They red carded her, or they told her they were gonna red card her. She already knows her, and then she's on the sidewalk. This lady right now is in the rain. She can't walk, and nobody in Kirkpatrick's area is willing to help me address this lady. She should be legal 2000. Somebody should be, I have 30 seconds left, somebody should be going down there and talking to her, and there should be a service for this lady. This lady is not crazy. She's angry. You go talk to her, she'll mouth you off. But I think it's because there's nobody that can help her. Okay, and so I'm going to be reaching out to Kirkpatrick's group, and I'm hoping that I get some cooperation, because this lady not only is a hindrance to our community, she's a danger to herself. Somebody walks by, can hit her, can beat her, and she can't defend herself. And this is an outrage. So I'm asking, go check it out. It's on Sloan and Lakeview Boulevard. The lady is there now. Now it's raining, and this lady, if somebody wants to go and beat her up, she's zero defense.
You're talking to the lady on Schatz.
That's correct, yes.
Just sits on Boulevard. I see her every day.
Right.
I pull in, that's the way I come into my neighborhood. She did. She moved from the rocks on the Walmart side, now she's on the sidewalk.
She's on the
side. She's impeding the traffic.
Right.
Kids can't get a walk.
But she can't move.
Yeah, you guys, no, that's not true.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
She does. I see her walking to the Walmart to use the restroom. She walks up to the stores. She gets things to drink. She's eating. She's smoking. She's having people sit there and hang out with her. Believe me, she's mobile. Okay. She just chooses to live like that. She wants no help.
Okay, so we got to do something.
She's got pigeons that are living with her. There's pigeons in her back, inside of her blanket. No, I agree. She needs to move on. At this point, she's violating the law. She's on the sidewalk.
Right.
Didn't the new law just pass? You cannot camp on sidewalks and in vacant lots and things like that. The police drive by here daily. Daily, they do nothing.
Right. I understand that. Somebody's got to, make a voice. But every time I see her moving, she's limping. Okay, I don't see.
She does the limp when she wants sympathy.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so then, so something's got to be done about this lady. So I don't know.
No, exactly.
Okay,
no,
so I've already trespassed her. I talked to her, and I think that she's either got to be arrested, or someone's got to take her in.
What it is?
I think she's got to be arrested and get some service and get her out of our community because she's a nuisance. Anybody on the sidewalk, you can't walk by there. You feel threatened. You guys
kids still walk by her every day, and she's just crazy as crazy can be.
Okay, so then
I do want to congratulate you on the work that you did of getting them off that wall.
Right.
Because again, I drive through that every day,
there
and there was so much.
Yeah, we got our network. We're networked with all the businesses.
And you got no trespass.
And we got their trespass. We got the manager's names. We sent them pictures, and we're engaged. And we just want to get hopefully more correct.
Okay. Maybe follow up with him after the meeting and get something.
So okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Al.
There you go.
Get
it.
Okay. So our next meeting is February 27th, 2025, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Illegal 2000.